big congratulations on a stunning victory. Up to third now. How was your afternoon up in the Northeast?
Yeah, it was a bit messy at times. They've got a very certain way of playing, and the good at it. It wasn't the most pretty, but we got through the game and we got through the day. We had a nice journey back, so it was the rewards we needed. Probably not in the style we wanted it, but we got there.
If I could take your mind back, sorry to maybe darken the mood, but if I could take your mind back just a couple of weeks to Calamere Park on the back of that 9-0 defeat. I mean, in the meantime, since that game, Files have beat a team 31-0, I think, in the County Cup. So 9-0 might not necessarily be a bad result, but you must be very, very pleased with how the team's bounced back from that outcome in the League Cup.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the Files game was the baptism of fire that I think people thought we was going to get in the league a lot earlier on. But like we spoke after the game, filed a big, well-established setup, and they caught us on a bad day as well. But to answer your question, the response has been unbelievable. I think the weekend off last week was massive for us. Everyone could just sort of reset, and we went hard at it this week in preparation for... Obviously not. And yesterday, Stockport Wednesday, and now after the FA moving a league game 10 weeks forward for whatever reason, unknown to us, we've got Leeds on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll come to the future fixtures in a second, but just to finish up with the Norton game, and we shouldn't underestimate, you know, what a brilliant performance that was. Norton and Stockton Ancients, you know, they're above Chesler Street, who you know, we got beat by them a few weeks back, didn't we? But, you know, we go to Stockton and we beat them, and, you know, a brilliant display. So that takes us firstly to Stockport County on Wednesday.
Yeah,
always a tough game at Woodley. What's your thoughts leading into this one?
Well, we've got a big night of training tomorrow to see who's actually fit and available. But apart from that, we're very much going with the intentions of we play our game. Like you say, we had to change the game plan a bit for Norton, and Norton will pick up big points this season. Like you've just said there, they're not a mess about. They're a serious outfit. I don't necessarily agree with how they play, but they're very effective at it. And I think the Stockport game will be a lot more pleasant on the eye. There'll be a high press from arguably both teams and some decent quality.
And then that takes us to Leeds. That's the eighth league game of the season coming up. I mean, you have to take one game at a time, don't you, Tom? So
yeah,
please do humour me at this point. Let me go a bit talk sport and say that this is a huge game. I mean, it's second against third. We're 3 points behind them at time of recording in the league table. They play on a great pitch over at Tadcaster, don't they? So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this game coming up on Sunday?
Well, it's been thrown on us and we've moved it up the diary a bit. But no, we're super excited. Like you say, it slotted quite nicely in between two Stockport fixtures, in fairness, which is good for the mindset and reset, depending what happens on Wednesday night. But Leeds again are a serious outfit. They've got... You know, they've got a bit of backing behind them. They're probably the only team in the league that has got a functional budget that people know of. We've watched a few games. They play quick, attacking football, and we need to be aware of that. But at the same time, we've got to play to our strengths, and we know how good we are with the ball. So it's a mid-season clash that could tell a tale at the end of the season, to be honest.
Yes, absolutely. And a final question, Tom. It is a busy week. I'm pretty sure there'll be a decent contingent going up to Tadcaster on Sunday. There certainly will be heading to Woodley on Wednesday. Should say after the Norton victory, and we've been covering it on the commentaries, we now have a goal difference of +1. So we're back in the black, aren't we? So final thoughts, Tom, as we head to this busy week coming up. I mean, what's your message to the FC faithful?
Get behind us. Come with us. Like you say, it's two massive games for FC as a club. Obviously, the rivalry with Stockport themselves and the fact that we're locking arms with Leeds United. We're in a miles better position and we're seeing exactly what we're putting in training coming out on the pitch. In the world of football at the moment, I don't think there's any manager that has probably the strongest 11 available, and squads and start 11s change week in, week out. But we've got an unbelievable group that are now doing the stuff that they didn't want to do 8 to 10 weeks ago. And we're a serious squad, need to get down and get behind us and push us through this busy period we're in right now.